There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. Laundry School 2018 continues apace, but this is our last episode. It's blown by so fast, you guys. Today, I am so excited to be joined by Richard Lawson. Hey, Richard, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's exciting.
I know. It's like so wild. You guys, Richard and I met 10 years ago, maybe more than 10 years ago.
I think it was 11.
In fact, it was 11 years ago. Yeah. We were but wee little commenters on a long-lost site called Gawker.
Yeah.
And now...
At one of Gawker's heydays, I'm told now. Like, I think that, like, everyone looks back at past Gawker and says it was the best Gawker. And when we start... When we were kind of commenting, people were like, oh, the new Gawker sucks. But now people love that Gawker, so...
I think that was peak... For me, that was peak Gawker.
It was the most
fun. Yeah, it was a very fun Gawker.
Yeah.
It was Corey Sika's second version of Gawker, his second go-around. And now it's so wild to think about. Richard is a writer for Vanity Fair, and I write for the New York Times. I actually write for Corey Sika at the New York Times. I just handed in an article today for the style section.
Look at us.
It's just, who would have thunk it all
so
these years ago?
So comment on blogs, folks.
That's right. If
that even still exists
as
a thing.
I don't think blogs exist anymore. And definitely not with comments, right? Anyway, I'm super excited to have you here on the show. Your first clean cast. I hope not your last.
And I mean, I could use so much help in this arena. So I'm going to learn while also hopefully contributing.
Love it. I picked a question like especially for you too.
Good.
And I think you're going to be very excited about it. Before we get into it, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show, you guys, it's $2 a month to get access to Chip Chat, the podcast that is sweeping the nation. Chip Chat has been insane lately. Today, Richard wanted to do a chicken-flavored chip episode, so we've got three chicken-flavored chips.
Mm-hmm. So don't be chicken and subscribe.
That's perfect. Thank you for that. Don't be chicken and subscribe by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron. You can do that by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. All right. So as I said, we are wrapping up laundry school. We've done a whole month of laundry. We talked about how washers and dryers work. We talked about why all vintage clothing smells the same and what to do about it. Like, you know, it's been a really good laundry school. For this one, I wanted to do something. It's a little offbeat. I'm kind of excited about it. We're basically going to focus on things that you can wash in the washing machine that you wouldn't really think you can wash in the washing machine.
Oh.
Right?
Household pets.
Yes. Clearly. Do you know, actually, I should not tell this, but when my mom and her brother and sister were little kids, her brother put the family cat in the dryer.
That happened to us. We didn't. The cat was sleeping and we didn't know, like on a pile of clothes that like, I don't know why they were. I guess they were wet clothes. Why was the cat? Anyway, we turned the dryer on and like heard two loud thuds, a meow, and we were like, "The cat!"
Oh my god, the thud!
The thud was ominous.
Yeah. Well, don't wash the family pet. Is the thing you should not put in the washer dryer. But we're going to talk about a bunch of things that you can. And I figured also, kind of as we're going along, if we're talking about the specific things in the questions that I've picked out that triggers something else in you that you're like, oh, can you wash that? And then ask me, because that's what I'm sort of hoping to get out of this.
Okay.
Basically, the gist of this, you guys, is like, if something can get wet, it probably can be machine washed. It's not a universal rule by any stretch of the imagination. You want to use some good and common sense, but like a lot of stuff can go on the washing machine. It's actually really the dryer that's the problem. It's the dryer you want to stay away from with a lot of this
interesting
stuff. Yeah. So let us get into the specific questions that we have. We have the first one came from Hannah via Twitter. Ye old Twitter, yeah. The site that we love so much.
Yeah, both the cause of and solution to all of our problems. Yeah. I don't know.
That's where we're commenting now.
Yeah, exactly. But with more Nazis than were at Cocker in 2007, hopefully.
That was that we know of?
Yeah, maybe undercover. Sid and Financy was secretly a Nazi. Okay, Hannah asks via Twitter. A laundry question for Jolie Kerr. I had a glittery poster in my tote bag over the weekend, and now the bottom of the bag and the rest of the contents are coated in glitter. If I throw it in the wash, will it help, or will it just get glitter all over my clothes?
I love this question. So this was the question that I saw, and I was like, ping.
Well, as a gay man.
That actually wasn't why. It was the tote bag portion of thing, not the glitter portion of thing. But then also I was like, I feel like Richard probably has thoughts on glitter. I feel like I can guess what those thoughts are. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could guess that those thoughts are not entirely positive.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that's a fun idea but bad in practice for me, because literally it does just linger in your life for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You have to move apartments, essentially, and go buy all new clothes or new tote bags. I'm currently, I don't have it with me today, but I have just like the new New Yorker tote bag, which is, you know, pretty basic. But like, it's really tall and narrow, and so I'm not liking it. So I've gone back to my Brookline Booksmith tote bag.
Love
which
it.
Which old ladies on the street in New York City will be like, how do you know that store? And I'm like, well, I'm from that area.
I'm from there. Yeah, actually, I should say also, Richard and I are both from Boston, and we often talk about, you know, our sort of love of growing up in Boston.
Yeah.
And I still have my Barnard Book Forum tote.
Oh, wow.
I shouldn't tell you guys the year, but from 1994 when I moved to the city to attend college.
Wow.
It's one of my very like beloved and precious tote bags. It was actually really much more the tote bag thing, because I was like, I know Richard loves a tote bag.
Sure do.
Like, loves a tote bag. So I want to talk specifically about the glitter thing, but I also just want to talk generally about how to clean a tote bag and about the fact that none of you are doing this and you should be, because your tote bags are filthy.
Yeah.
So here's the thing with glitter. If you've got something that's become beglittered, you can absolutely wash it in the machine, and it's actually a great option for getting rid of glitter. I've talked a lot on this show about other glitter removal options and techniques. I'm not going to really go into a lot of those because I've covered it, and also because Halloween is right around the corner.
Oh,
and
nice.
I always do a lot of glitter content for Halloween. So just know that there will be some deeper dives into glitter.
You're talking about the Mariah Carey movie, right?
Yes, I
she
am.
Had the Mariah Carey movie in her bag, and now everything is bad.
That everything is bad when it comes to that movie. But in the case of this bag, I actually do think that probably the best solution for getting the glitter out of there is to machine wash it. But here's the trick. You're going to machine wash it alone, because if you do wash it with your clothes, it's pretty likely that the glitter will end up on other stuff in the load. So just wash it alone. Or if it makes you feel like incredibly anxious to do a whole load of wash just for one small item, that would be a great time for you to like maybe do like wash your cleaning rags or something like that. The problem is that possibly then your cleaning rags could become beglittered, which sounds great in some ways to me. I like love the idea. I have glitter sponges that I love, but it's not loose glitter. If your cleaning rags have glitter on them, then when you use them to clean, you're probably going to get glitter on everything. So just be a little bit mindful of that. But yeah, running it through the washing machine just on its own, I think, is the right solution. And I say that partly because a couple years ago, I knocked over a candle, and the wax splattered straight back into a pair of curtains that I had that were like a kind of woven-y fabric. And I was like, oh, man, this is going to be a real bear to get this this wax out. Like, I have other wax removal techniques, but because of the nature of the fabric, I was just like, ugh, I know this is going to be a huge pain. And I was like, let me just try bringing them to the laundromat, washing them on their own in hot water, and see what the wax was entirely gone. I mean, it was like, but I was glad that I washed them on their own, because I would have been concerned about the wax transferring off onto something else.
Sure.
So in any event, so that's really what I would say to do for this particular tote bag. Now, I do also want to add one more caveat, which is it's possible that you're going to leave some glitter behind in the washing machine. The good news for you guys is that on the previous episode, episode 135, I talked about how to clean a washing machine. So you can clean the washing machine if that does indeed happen. I don't think it's going to be a huge problem. I think it'll drain out just fine. But I want to mention that. All right. So let me roll into washing tote bags, because I really like, I want you guys to be washing your tote. I think people just don't think of them as washable things, but they really are.
Yeah.
Especially just the like lightweight cotton ones. Like it's just like any other cotton.
Like it's a dish rag essentially, it... just with a handle.
Exactly.
Like sewn together. Like it's
the... That is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So your tote bags can just be machine washed, cold water, air dry them flat though, because you don't, you know, because again they're cotton, they are highly prone to shrinking. So putting them in the dryer isn't a great idea. They'll come out of the wash really only barely damp anyway. So just like lay it flat to dry. And then I know you guys are going to laugh at me. And I know that some of you are going to do this and some of you are going to be like, Jolie, come on with yourself. But they will come out pretty wrinkled. And so if that bothers you, you can just iron them.
Yeah, I am lazy and send my laundry out. And I threw a tote bag in there from the Cannes Film Festival. What a really thin one. And I now have a little purse because it went in the dryer.
Oh, and now
it's teeny tiny.
Actually, I kind of loved that.
Yeah,
I feel like of all of the totes that should be teeny tiny and totally impractical, it's the one from Cannes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I should really just rock that around town.
Please do. Yeah. Please rock that in the Condé cafeteria.
Oh, perfect.
Use it for your like a piece of fruit.
Yeah, and a bottle of water. That's perfect.
Good plan. I love this. I'm very excited about it. A few other things to mention about tote bags. They get very, very grimy. They can also get very easily stained. If they're stained, use a stain pretreatment that's appropriate for the kind of stain you have on it. I've done, you know, obviously on this show, a lot about different kinds of stains. I'm not going to go into every possible thing you could stain your tote bag with, but you guys know that there's a body of podcasts and literature out there in the world to address stains. So spot treating is a great idea. If the bag doesn't have... specific stains, but it just has overall grime and dinge on it, just give it like a good overall heavy spray with any stain pre-treatment kind of product, you know, Shouts Out, any one of those is fine, before you wash it, because that'll help get the grime and dinge out of there.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
A couple years ago, two good friends of mine, married couple, two gay guys, noticed that my tote bags were kind of like falling apart and dingy and gross. So they bought me a very nice thick canvas, like, you know, monogrammed.
Like an L.L. Bean
like
Bowden tote?
Like,
yeah.
Exactly. Can that also just be treated the same way, or is that like harder? I don't know.
Yeah, it absolutely can be.
Okay.
So actually, I use L.L. Bean Bowden tote. This is the most Boston thing about.
Here we go.
Ready? You ready for this?
Yeah.
I use L.L. Bean Bowden totes as my laundry bags. Because it turns out that the large size, because, you know, I launder at a laundromat because I live in Manhattan. It turns out that the large size L.L. Bean Bowden totes are exactly the size of one load of laundry at my laundromat. So it's a really easy way to like measure and know like if I'm going to be overstuffing the machine and not do that. But as a result, they get very, because I'm carrying my dirty clothes in them, you know, twice a week. And so they get very dirty. I machine wash them cold water. When they come out like a grizzled old fisherman from Gloucester.
Right,
like they
right.
really look like the Gorton's fisherman. So you'll be like very, very stressed about it. Just as they dry, it starts to look normal and come back to life. It does change their texture a bit once you've washed them. It kind of like softens them up. It frays them a little. It gets them sort of broken in. So they won't look as pristine, but they'll be clean. And yeah, I do that. I try to do that. I would say probably every like 3 months or so, like once a quarter.
Okay, that's reasonable.
But that's because I'm using them for laundry.
Right.
I mean... I actually also want to say this because I think that this is just a good thing to keep in mind. Tote bags are a very easy thing for us to have way too many of. As one of my professional organizer friends likes to say of pens, there's a finite number of pens you need in your life at any given time. I think that's also very true of tote bags. And I want people to just be a little mindful about not becoming a tote bag hoarder.
I know one.
I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you.
Bobby Fingers.
Oh my God,
terrible.
Bobby Fingers. Yeah. Of course, yeah. He's a tote bag hoarder. I'm going to speak with him about that. maybe I'll make him come on and like work through his issues with tote bag hoarding with me.
Yeah, like a therapy session. I think that's good.
That would be really, really fun. One other like kind of, this is a tip I use in my weird life that I just mentioned because like maybe it's helpful for you. I actually store tote bags in tote bags.
Oh.
Yeah. So I have like and actually I use kind of the like the more L.L. Bean style ones that have sort of a like more structure to them, and then I store all my.
Now, how often do you wash your tote bag?
That's a good question. I don't probably not
once
very often.
Every three, you know, the full moon, you know, on the third month or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, I also want to just throw in this because we're talking about things that you wouldn't know if you should wash. And these are related to tote bags. Things like those IKEA blue bags, your reusable grocery bags, whether they're the plastic ones or the kind of fabric-y ones, those like Lululemon bags that somehow just we all have 10,000 of those. Those can actually all go in the machine too. One thing to be aware of with those kinds, though, is that if you have a top-loading machine with a center agitator in it, I would maybe not wash those in the washing machine because the center agitator can tear those things kind of to shreds. But if you have a front loader or a top loader that doesn't have the center agitator, those can absolutely be machine washed. Same thing, cold water, air dry. This came up because a woman at the laundromat actually asked me. I don't know if I'm just walking around with a sign on my forehead that says I am Jolie Care, the clean person. Like, people at the laundromat ask me questions all the time. And I'm like, am I being recognized
here? You just present cleanly. I mean, apparently I can't help it.
But yeah, this woman had one of those blue IKEA bags and she just like turned around and goes, do you know if this can be washed? And I was like, do you know who you're talking to right now? Like,
you just slid your business card across the... Like, but now, is there any worry with the central agitator of, you know, like just the handles of a tote bag getting kind of snared in that at all or tangled up? Or
yeah, I mean, it that can definitely happen. And what if you do have a central agitator and you're concerned about that happening, using one of those mesh laundry washing bags is the way to get around that. Yeah.
Right.
And we're going to talk about those when we answer one of the other questions. So we have another question. You guys have heard me talk about this one on the show before, but I wanted to make sure I covered in this one. Is very definitely one of those things that you can't do if you have a center agitator situation going on. So I'm going to have Richard read this. This one also came from Twitter.
Okay, so this is Gnarly Carly.
Mm-hmm.
at Jolie Care. Can I wash my plastic shower curtain liner in hot water?
Yes, you can, Gnarly Carly. Sure thing. You can. You cannot put a plastic shower curtain liner into the dryer, but you can wash it in hot water because if you think about it, it's in contact with hot water all the time in your shower.
Unless you're like one of those cold shower weirdos.
I mean, I'm a cold shower weirdo in the summer.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Yeah. But you know those people, even in the winter, they're just it's good for
Operation
the blood.
Yeah, cold shower. Yeah.
Like Catherine Hepburn, basically.
I was going to say, that's very like Flinty New England.
Dea Jolie, can I?
So yeah, you can definitely wash, machine wash plastic shower curtain liners unless you have a top loader with a center agitator, in which case you may not do that because it absolutely will shred the plastic shower curtain liner. I have never encountered someone who has washed a plastic shower curtain liner in a top loader with a center agitator who has not had it shred.
Oh, wow. So it's 100%.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, I partly say that because, like, there will be one person out there who's like, nope, I've done it, and I want to hear from you. But I wouldn't do it.
And
it's
more about the threat to the item being washed than the agitator. So there's no risk that you're going to break the thing with these handles or whatever, right?
That's a great question. That is a great question. No, the machine will not be damaged.
Okay.
It's the whatever it is that you're washing in there can be damaged. So your basic like how to wash a plastic shower curtain liner instructions are, you know, any water temperature is fine. You can use cold. That's frankly fine. Use a small amount of detergent. You don't need a lot of detergent for this at all. And use a half a cup of either bleach or white vinegar, which will nuke any mold and mildew that's gotten on there, but never, ever both. Never mix those two together. It's not quite as intense as the mixing of bleach and ammonia, which is a big no-no because that literally makes mustard gas.
Don't do that.
Crazy,
World
right?
War One, Legends of the Fall.
I know.
Remember Henry Thomas.
I mention that on the show a lot because it comes up a lot. And also as just a constant safety thing, I'm always saying it. But because I always have different guests, it's so fun watching their reaction to it.
I mean, it's amazing how something mundane and household can become dangerous in like a second.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like completely wild. So the thing is that also the same to a lesser extent, but still enough that it's dangerous and you should absolutely not play around with it or do it. It's true of mixing bleach and vinegar. It basically instantly creates a fume situation that becomes very, very dangerous for us. So don't do this. So either or, half a cup will be fine, a little bit of detergent, and then just hang it right back up on the shower curtain rod to dry. That's it. Don't put it in the dryer. Yeah. Easy as pie, right? And I'm picking up my phone and not my tablet, and I don't know why I just completely like lost my mind here. This is my second podcast in a week, so normally I only do one. I think I'm a
Your phone is big too. So.
It's too big. The phones are too damn big.
I saw that guy. The rent is too damn high. Guy like near my apartment.
Oh my God.
In Brooklyn recently.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And he had like a table set up. He had all his accoutrements. Yeah, he's still doing it, which is good because the rent is too damn high.
It is too damn high. I totally agree with that. On that note, this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Richard and I will be right back with more about the weird stuff you can put in a washing machine, not cats. Don't do that. Not mustard gas. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Richard Lawson. We're talking about machine washing stuff that you might not think to machine wash.
I've already learned so much, really.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad.
My tote bag problems, I think, are about solved, which is
I'm really
excellent.
Excited about that. The thing is that next time you want to have a tote bag wash, just give a little special instruction to your laundresses. And now now you know what they are because you're just going to say, can you wash this in cold water and air dry it? You know,
perfect.
Don't machine. And they'll be like, yep, sure.
All right.
It'll be great.
Now I know.
They'll charge you more.
Yeah,
to not dry it. But you know what? It's worth it to not have
peace of mind.
On the other hand, you could have a whole collection of tiny totes and that could be
my thing.
You could be tiny tote guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could start a podcast about tiny totes.
Oh, if only Bill Cunningham was still around, he could have photographed me with my tiny totes. Oh, well.
That would have been so lovely. All right. We got one more question to do. It's actually another. These were Twitter questions. It's so funny. I didn't do that on purpose at all. So this one is from Aaron.
Okay. Aaron asks, at Jolie Kerr, any hot tips for cleaning white leather sneakers?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because they're back in a big way.
I am very anti this, like, big honking white leather
normcore
stonewash
jean and high tops. Yeah, it's inevitable.
I know, and I hate it, and I'm very upset by it, and I'm glad that I got to get that out because I feel like it's really been gnawing at me.
I saw a guy, young guy, probably early 20s, I am assuming works at Vogue in the Condé building, and he legit just looked like kids I went to soccer camp with in 1992. like the whole outfit, I was like, oh, so we're just fully doing that now. Yeah.
I've seen a number of those, and it's like it's shocking, right? I mean,
it's jarring because it's like on an adult person now, and you're like, but that's what we wore when we were kids.
Yeah.
Like, it's very strange.
Oh, I know what it was that I saw recently that I did like the head swivel. I saw her; she looked so cute in it too. But I did like a full head swivel. She was wearing denim overalls with one strap undone and hanging down, and I was like,
here we go.
Whoa! How did this come back? Like.
Yeah.
And I've known it, but I like if, for whatever reason just saying, but she did look really cute. She looked so cute that I was like, maybe I'll get a pair of overalls again. And then I was like, no, I think that this is very definitely one of those like if you wore it the first time, you can't do it the second time thing. Like, and I don't fully adhere to that, but I think when it comes to overalls.
Yeah, certain items. I will not wear carpenter jeans again. That was my journey in 1996, and it's over.
I feel like that is a very fair and good decision to make for yourself.
Yeah. So we're not shaming about the white leather sneakers. We're just confronting our own mortality. That's what's happening.
It's got really deep.
Yeah.
You're on Ask a Clean Person podcast. Let's go back to cleaning the sneakers. Okay. So here's the jam. I have a lot of hot tips about cleaning white leather sneakers. I actually did an episode. It was episode number 80. All about
It was all about sneakers. It was definitely leather. We talked about the knit sneakers that are really popular. That was the episode where I really talked about like how to detail a sneaker, right? And for today's episode, I wanted to obviously to focus on things you can machine wash. So I just wanted to. This approach isn't going to be the thing that like the sneakerheads are going to be doing to keep their white leather sneakers pristine. You're going to find those tips in episode 80. But machine washing sneakers is a great thing to do, and you can definitely do it even with your leather sneakers. So the one kind of sneaker that I would say don't machine wash are any suede sneakers, just because suede is so temperamental when it comes to water. But really,
even if you treated it.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably fine. It kind of also depends on how much you care about the sneakers.
Right.
Like, so you want to take that into account when thinking about machine washing versus, you know, doing the whole like getting the rejuvenator kit and like, you know what I
yeah.
mean? Like there are levels of sneaker cleaning is basically what I'm trying to get at. And at its most basic, machine washing is a great thing to do. Great thing to do for sort of like your everyday gym shoes. You can do it for your leather sneakers. Obviously, your canvas sneakers can go right in the machine, all that stuff. Let me tell you the best practices for cleaning sneakers. Or at least for doing so in the machine. So the first thing you're going to do, and this is actually really critical to do, is you're going to take the laces out. The reason you're going to do that, and it's like it's kind of grossly satisfying to do it, because what happens is a lot of grime collects in the space around the laces. It kind of gets stuck there. So if you don't take the laces out, that stuff isn't really going to get completely washed out. So you want to remove the laces. You can also wash the laces. Laces get really grimy. The laces are cheap enough to replace. We have a running joke on the show, throw it away, get a new one, is like never Jolie's answer. But actually, in the case of laces, sometimes that's a great choice to get like a really bright white. But if you don't particularly care and you want to just machine wash the laces, those should go into one of those mesh bags because they'll get wound around,
right.
You know, the sneaker or anything else that's in there. Sneakers are also another thing to just do on their own. Usually I do my gym sneakers probably maybe like once or twice a year. I just do all of my sneakers all at once. So it's like I probably have like, I don't know, 5 or 6 pairs of gym sneakers that I rotate. I'm at the gym all the time, so that's why it's an excessive number. But, you know,
right.
I'm also...
humble brag, but okay.
No, I'm at the gym all the time. You know me long enough to know this. You're going to laugh when you hear the reason. I'm there because my mental health is so precarious at all times that I have to work out every single day to try to like keep my anxiety levels in check.
I think that's a great way
it's
to do it versus
like
drinking a bottle of wine, you know. Like,
well, and then I
well,
go
then you do
and
that.
Then
yeah.
I do that afterwards.
Yeah, right. Okay.
It's a vicious cycle.
You could
I'm
combine,
in.
You know.
I've done that.
Wine and chew. I like it.
I've done that. Actually, you know what I did? I tried as an experiment earlier this year on 420. I went to the gym high.
Oh.
And because
you're still there, by the way, this is all hallucination.
That was how I felt. Like yeah. It was the longest cardio session of my life. It's like, when does this end? But I had just read an article about people who run while they're high, and I was like, okay, I'm going to try. It was in the New York Times. I was like, yeah. I'm going to try this out. And it was 420, so I was like, yep, I got to do it. You know.
Well, now you know.
I had a whole outfit and everything. Yeah.
Now I have a question about sneakers in the wash. If you have a front-loading tumble kind of washer versus
yes.
like, is there any risk of damage to the machine because all the sneakers are thunking and thunking as
no.
they turn around? No.
No. It'll okay. be okay. It'll be okay. I wouldn't put steel-toed work boots in the washing machine.
Sure. Like old
no,
Doc
it's
Martens,
a great,
you know,
it's a great
going
question. Thing. It's a great question. But sneakers, I think, are lightweight enough and the material. Cleats, I wouldn't go at. Can you imagine the racket? Cleats
golf
with me.
Shoes.
God, I want to die just thinking about it. I have really, really keen hearing, so for me it would be complete torture to hear that.
And you'd be in a laundromat, so everyone else would be suffering too.
I would actually be incredibly impressed if I saw someone walk in with a pair of cleats. yeah, but that's a great question. I like how concerned you are about the care and feeding of the machine.
Well, as someone who has never owned my own thing in New York, you know, via washing machine. I just envision that when I do have it, that I'm going to treat it like a child. Like I'm going to be very careful with it because
absolutely.
It's going to be a treat to have.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I love it. Okay, so if you're going to wash laces, put them in one of those mesh bags. Those mesh bags are great, by the way. Like, I want to get everyone into them. I think they're especially great for people who launder at the laundromat because I put all of my socks in one, all of my underwear in one, like anything small. Because it's just when I'm pulling stuff out of the dryer, I'm not dropping all that little stuff on the dirty laundromat floor. And I'm also not losing stuff.
Yeah, that's
really
smart.
So it's really great. The other thing is, as a woman, I have this thing where I don't love to I fold my underwear because I'm Jolie. But as a woman, I don't love to fold my underwear in the laundromat because I'm kind of worried about pervs.
That's fair.
Which I think is fair, you know. And so having them all bagged up means that, like, I can just take the bag home and I can fold them at home in the privacy of my own home. So.
Right.
I love those things. They're great. All right, back to our sneakers. You're going to use the delicate cycle. The way that the delicate cycle, what the delicate cycle really means is it's just slower. So there's less agitation going on, which will mean less of a racket with the actual machine, mm-hmm. and it'll just be a little bit gentler and easier on the shoes. Then you don't want to put sneakers into the dryer. You want to air dry them. Again, they will come out they won't be soaking wet when they come out because of the way that the final spin cycle works to extrude water. One really good thing to do when you're air drying them is to flip the tongue over the toe box. That just helps to get air circulation into the interior of the shoe and helps them dry faster. Just like with the tote bags, if the shoes are heavily soiled or stained, go ahead and spot treat the stains using an appropriate stain removing treatment. I actually had a friend of mine who writes about running for the New York Times actually. That wasn't her. She got blood on her shirt. It was one of my listeners tweeted at me that her roommate had gotten some blood on her running shoes. And she was like, what should I use? And I was like, oh, hydrogen peroxide. So, yeah, you can spot treat stains on your shoes just like you would on your clothes.
And now, is there any difference between real leather and pleather, for example, or is it?
Not when it comes to washing.
Okay.
No. On leather, you're probably not going to have, you're not probably going to need to do stain treatments.
Right.
But you might have dinge on them. So if you have an overall grime, this is actually what I do with my own sneakers. I just give them like a pretty heavy spray with one of my pre-treatments before I throw them into the wash because I'm just like, these are very good. They're grimy. I wear them on the street. I wear them at the gym. So that's that. I mean, easy as pie, right? So there is really a lot of stuff that can go into the washing machine that we don't necessarily think of. But, you know, essentially what I want you guys to do when you're considering, you can always ask me on Twitter, you know, I'm like, I try to always be there for people. You can send me emails and I get them on the show and all that stuff. But like, if you're trying to suss it out, think about what the fabric or fiber content is of the thing that you want to wash and think about how it reacts to being agitated and how it reacts to water temperature. Those are the things you want to take into consideration. If you feel like it can handle agitation, if you feel like it can handle hot or cold water, then it probably can be machine washed.
And you're going to have clean, bright tote bags and sneakers, and yeah. You're going to feel that much better.
Yeah.
You know, going out into your day.
Yeah, that's such a perfect happy note to end this episode on. I love it. Richard, this was really fun.
I want to just sit on the side and listen to all of these recordings because I'm learning so much.
Good.
I know that there's a big back catalog that I've listened to some, but I'm very curious about. I really feel like I can improve my life.
I love to hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you. I really like that. I would love to have you come back. Do you want to come back during the holidays?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do a really funny holiday episode.
Okay.
And I'll have my people contact your people.
Oh, perfect. So you'll email me?
Yeah, I'm going to email you. I'll send you a text now. All right. So you guys, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. And this year's Laundry School 2018. I cannot believe how fast this went by. It was really fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. As always, if you have laundry questions, keep sending them. You guys know I don't limit the laundry questions just to September of every year.
Are you going
to
play the graduation song? Because people are now done with laundry school.
I should. Do you know that I have a laundry school diploma from Procter & Gamble? Procter & Gamble does a laundry school, and I went to it. Rachel Zoe was hosting it.
Sure.
Yeah, this is my life now, Richard.
And now you're laden with student debt.
And I went to it, so I have a diploma from laundry school.
I love it.
Yeah, I actually kind of keep meaning to hang it up because I think it's so funny.
It's great.
Yeah, indeed. All right, you guys, if you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. Will you tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show?
Will
you Slack like all of Vanity Fair?
You know, I have now access to all of Condé Nast Slack. So, David Remnick, look out.
Hey, Anna.
Yeah. Oh, God. Fireable offense, I think. Slacking amateur.
Yeah, don't do that. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Sidebar, I evacuated with her on 9/11.
Oh.
Because I was working. I started at Vogue on September 10th of 2001.
Oh, wow.
Weird second day at work. I evacuated. I know, right? Like, it's going to take you a while to wrap your mind around what I just told you.
Yeah, it's wild.
Crazy. Richard is going to tell his pals about this weird little cleaning show that you all love so much. And, of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.